We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah: Nosan Lo'umnim L'Sakein V'Kilkaloi. If someone gave something to a Uman, to a carpenter, for example, to fix V'Kilkaloi, and instead of fixing it, he broke it. Chayov L'Shalom. That carpenter is mechuyev to pay for it. Nosan L'Chorosh. He gave a carpenter Shida Teva Migdol. Shida is like this wagon that they use for ladies, a closed wagon. Teva, Migdol, a different type of dressers, furniture. L'sakim v'kilkel, chayav v'shalom. The halacha is, you have to pay. V'abanoi, shekibo alav lister es ha-koysel. You hired a builder to take down a koysel. V'shibra avonu moshe ha-zikon. And he broke the stones by mistake, or he was mazik with when he was taking it down. Chayav v'shalom, he has to pay for the hezekim. If he took it down from this side, and it broke from the other side, which is more like a grama, he's potter. But if it's from his, when he hit it and it came down, then the halach is that he's chay. So that is our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is saying that if he gives something to a professional and he ruins it, he's chay, he's responsible. And then that's basically the Mishnah. We have the Banoi, we have the Chorosh. But if it's a Zaytika thing, it happens, you know, not from his direct cause, then Allah is that you're part of. Zok to Gemara. If he it takes down the wall on this side, and because of that, it got weakened and it fell on the other side. But it wasn't something that happened from his Makkah, just automatic. If he took off one side, the other side got weakened and the wind blew it down. That's already a grammar. That's not his direct, and he was hired to take it down. He didn't do anything wrong by taking it down the side, and all of a sudden I fell down. That's fine. Amar Vasi. Loi shon vel shnosan l'chorosh shidateva migdol l'nayetz v'masmer. He said the whole Mishnah is talking about a case where you gave the carpenter a piece of furniture that was made already, and he was supposed to like fix it up, to strengthen it, put a nail in, and v'nayetz v'masmer, he stuck a nail in, v'shivra, and it broke. It fell apart. But let's say he gave wood, planks of wood to the charosh, to the carpenter, and he built this svarim shank, this dresser, and he built it, the shivron, and then it broke. Potter, my time, or what's the reason? Because there he's not breaking your thing, my time, which means like this, we don't say that he built it, now it's like the owner of the wood owns a dresser, and now, when he went ahead and broke the dresser, he broke the owner's dresser. It doesn't work like that. The owner gave wood. It turned into a dresser, which turned the value, went up by 500%. A piece of wood is worth $100. You make it into a dresser, worth $500. It went up to $500. And now, as he's putting on the finishing touches, he broke the thing. So he doesn't have to pay for a dresser. He doesn't have to pay the owner a dresser now. Even though I made a dresser for him, so maybe it's his. No. It's considered umman kind of a shvakli. That the wood went up in price until the price of a dresser, that belongs to the umman. He's kind of, it becomes his. It's like a kilu, like a kind of with a shino. Here it's not a ganav any, but just that type of idea. He is kind of, it's his, it belongs to him. Umman kind of a shvakli. Therefore, he's not chayiv, he's not responsible to pay for the price of the shiur teva migdal. He pays for the wood. If he ruins the wood, of course he's paid for the wood. The owner would not have to pay for his work either. No, if he gets back wood, why does he pay for his work? No. So the halacha is that here is umma kaim shvachli. It's not to say he broke the dresser. Zok the Gemara Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, nosan l'umnim v'kilkula. You gave it to the uman and he ruined it. Chayav l'mashalim. They have to pay. My lav the yavlu etzim. Isn't it all my case? We gave him wood and he made it into shiur teva migdal and then he broke it. He has to pay for it. So you see, not like umum karmas vachli. You see, not like Rav Asi. Zok the Gemara, no. Lo yishidit teva migdol. You gave him the uman yishidit teva migdol, and that's what he broke. Right, the Gemara, but it can't be. I'm telling you, Seifa, if you look at the Mishnah, it says, Nosan l'umnum l'sakin v'kilkul l'chayav m'shalom. Nosan l'charosh yishidit teva migdol l'sakin. So it sounds like the first case not talking about yishidit teva migdol. I'm telling you, Seifa, yishidit teva migdol. M'chal d'reish yitzim. It sounds like the reish on one piece of wood. And for the Gemara, Amri Prushik of Mefarish Law, it's being Mefarish what it says in the Reish of the Mishnah. Keitzan Nosan l'umnum l'sakin v'kilkul l'chayav m'shalom. Kigoin, what's the example of giving something to the Uman to fix it and he broke it? Kigoin, Nosan l'charosh yishidit teva migdol, that he gave him that piece of furniture and he broke it. V'achad HaMistavro, the Keitzak Tani. It makes sense that the second line of the Mishnah is explaining the first line. These Sagadatach Reisha Eitzim, if the Reisha is telling you that if I gave him Eitzim, he made it into Shidu to have a Migdal, and you broke it, you chayev for a dresser, Hashta Shmin Eitzim Chayav Mashalim, you told me a Chiddush like that, that even though you gave him Eitzim, you still have to pay him for a Shidu to have a Migdal, Leimina Umukar Mashach Halim, Shidu to have a Migdal, and boy, you have to tell me a case of Shidu to have a Migdal? It's Pashut. If a case of Eitzim I broke it, I have to pay. Of course, I have to pay if I broke his Shidu to have a Migdal. So it's a raya. It must be proof shekama farish. So no, it's not a raya. Imashim ha'ala iri. That wouldn't be a raya because tana seifa lagluya reisha. You could have learned that the seifa says a case of shiutav migdal to megala to us on the reisha shloi toimar reisha shiutav migdal. Aval eitzim loi. You don't tell me that the reisha is shiutav migdal. And by not Eitzim, Tana saves him from Migdal. It means if it wasn't proving of fires, I could have learned that the reason why he says that case, which is Pashut after the first case, is just to Megalatos, to let us know that the first case took back that he gave him pieces of wood. And, but if I just said the second case, I would think, Ava Eitzim Loi, Tana saves him from Migdal, Mechlal the Reisha Eitzim, Vafilo Achichayiv. You could have said, that's not right, Vafilo Achayiv Hashayim, so I have to pay. So, we're saying we're getting out of the raya. We're saying prushik gomafarish, but it's not a muchach that has to be prushik gomafarish. Gemara said it's a muchach because what if they both cases? No, because you would have said both cases to megal to us that the first case of out of shita have a migdal. But the mice at the end of the day we got out of the raya, so we still could go like Rav Asi. So Rav Asi shita is uman koina b'shvach kli, which means a uman that takes a piece of wood and he fashions it into a dresser. Now it's more expensive. Who owns that shvach? The answer is the uman owns the shvach. Until he sells it back to the owner, when he gives it to the owner, and the owner pays him for it, it's like he's selling it back to him. So then he sells it back to him. But right now, who owns it? He owns the shvachli. He owns all that value. He owns it. That's what Rav Asi says. Zog to Gemara, let's try to bring a raya, attempt to bring a raya to Rav Asi's halach. Leim Masiyele. It says in the Mishnah, Hanoisein Tzemer, if you give... It's a Mishnah Kufam base. And it's in Tzemer L'tzvaya. You gave Tzemer to the person who dyes the wool, the dyer, he dyes wool. Ve'ekdichai yaira, and he burnt it. He put the way they dye the wool, he put the wool into a pot with dye and they cook it up, and that's what makes it get absorbed into the wool. And he put the fire too high and he burnt it. Noisle d'meit samra. You pay him for the wool. D'meit samra in, d'meit samra shvach eloi. It's mashma, you pay for the wool, but you don't pay for the shvach of the wool. Because right now, Gemara is assuming, what happens is, you put the wool into the dye, and it got better, and it got better, it got dyed, so now it went from white wool to red wool, that's the value goes up 20%, and then you burnt it. So what happened? You should pay, really, let's say it's $100 for wool, and $120 for the dyed wool, you should pay $120. Don't say that. It says you give it to Beit Samri. What does it mean? Because the Uman's kind of a shvachli. It's a raya, it was saying, it's a raya to Rav Asi. So Gemara says that it didn't get burnt after it fell in, it already turned red, and then it got burnt. So you see, Uman's kohen shvachli, therefore he only has to pay for the tzamrei. So it's a raya to Rav Asi. So tomorrow, no, it's not a raya. You know what happened? Here, it got burnt upon contact. He put it too high in the first place, and the minute that Tzemer hit the dye, it was burnt to a crisp, and never had a shvach. That's why you pay the Beit Samra. The lack of shvach. And the shvach is like a shvach. But makes more a dick. Avakdich lach and a fila, but if it got burnt after it sat there a little bit, my, no, you Beit Samra shvach, then you do pay the shvach. That's the sound of Shmuel's tarot. Shmuel's saying is, we're talking about a case here, that if B'shas the fila got burnt, but it's mashma, if it got burnt afterwards, taka, the lach would be, that you pay for the Demet Samar Shvacha. Lema Shmuel less like the Rav Asi? Are you telling me Shmuel does not hold like Rav Asi? And why is that so bad? Rashi explains, because we always pass like Shmuel Bedini. And therefore, if he holds not like Rav Asi, we're not going to pass like Rav Asi. So from Shmuel's Torah, it looks like Shmuel said that we're talking about Dafka Shas Fila, but after Nefila, you would pay the Shvach, he holds not like Rav Asi? The Gemara, no. I'm like Shmuel. Shmuel will say, the reason why I'm saying it that way is, how come my skin I'm going to Tzemer V'samonim the Balabais? The Tzemer and the Samonim belong to the Baal Bayis, which means in this case, the dye belongs to the Baal Bayis also. And he's basically just putting it together. That's what he's getting paid for. But Tzava Agar Yodir the Shako. He's only taking the wages for putting the Tzemer together with the dye. It's not his dye. There's no Tzad. Umu Kanim Shvakli only works if the raw materials belong to the Uman. But if not, then there's no din Uman Kermes Vakli. Everyone agrees, there's no Uman Kermes Vakli if the raw materials don't belong to the Uman. So here, the stuff really holds Uman Kermes Vakli, we're saying. And it really holds Rav Asi. But here, the raw materials belong to the Balabayis, and Savag Yadu the Shakal. So therefore, all you pay for is all you pay for is the Dmei Tzamra. It's all you have to pay for is the Dmei Tzamra. Yachi, the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Noisly Dmei Tzamra Samanam Boyle. If that's the case, then you ruined the Samanam also you have to pay for. You took the guy's Tzamra and his Dai and you ruined it. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying we had a Diak over here. That Dafka B'Shas Nafilo, they paid the Dmei Tzamra. But if it happened afterwards, we asked, L'chayra, you give Dmei Tzamra V'shvachai. So we said, what do you mean? That's not like a Rasi. So he said, yeah, you know why here you paid the Dmei Tzamra V'shvachai afterwards? Because he doesn't own the Samanim. The Baal Bas owns the Samanim. Freit the Gemara, if that's the case, that he owns the Samanim, so then here, even if you did it on the spot, you should pay for both. You should pay for both, because you ruined the Samanim. So Chayrat Shver, you can't say that. Elo Shmuel, D'chuyi Kamatchilei, Enchanami, Shmuel, when he's just being doicha one way or another way. This day he said, it's not a raya. He's just saying it's not a raya. Don't tell me. When Shmuel said the case was, Hikdichoi b'shas tefilah, not that I had to be like that. He was saying like this, you're being a raya to Rav Asi from our Mishnah. Why? Because our Mishnah says you only pay the Dmei Tzamra. It's mashba always. So Shmuel, who said? Maybe it's dafka that it got burnt right away. That's the only way Dmei Tzamra. But if it got better, maybe you pay for the shvach also. That's all Shmuel was saying. Not that it's dafka in such a case. Not in Dafka's case. You see the top Taisus, he has a cash also in the Chesmen Gemara, Ayin Shum, but I don't know if they got the Chesmen as it is, I don't want to mix them up with top Taisus. But the bottom line is that the simple Chesmen Gemara is, we try to bring a Raya from the Mishnah, that a Raya to Rav Asi, because you only pay for the Tzemer. Look, if you made it better, you should pay for everything. So it must be that the Uman kind is kind of the Shvach. And for the Gemara, no, it's possible to say the Mishnah talking about a specific case. They got burnt right away, so it was never any Shvach. And that's the Pshat. And then there's a Diyak, that's the Gemara saying that it's not a Diyak, not a Diyak the other way, because you say both ways. Either way, the Mishnah's not a riot either way. Good? Everyone has a good? No more right there. Toshima. We're going to continue the Sugya of Uman kind of a Shvachli. Toshima. Hanoisen talisoy lu Uman. You gave your talis to a Uman to make it into something, we'll see what we're exactly trying to do, make it soft or to fix it up. Gumroy, he fixed it up and he finished it. He made it good. V'haydiyoy, and he let you know, by the way, your talis is ready. I feel him a kanva adasar yomim, ain't over a lot of shambal talon, loy talon. You're not over loy talon, even though he told you it's ready and it's ready to be picked up, you're not over loy talon until you pick it up. What's the pshat? So there's two pshatim in the Rishonim. Why there's no loy talon yet? Either pshat is no chiv to pay until I get it. No chiv to pay, or that it's considered he has a mashkin because since he's holding on to the talis, so therefore there's no bal talon when he's holding on to the talis. The Shita Mekabetzus in speaks this out. But Al Kabbanim, this is the two ways to learn. There's two ways to learn the pshat. The water is no loy talon when he didn't give it to you yet. But if he gives it to you in the middle of the day, once it reaches Shkia, he's ready over. That means if you get some services, you got to pay him right away. And here, even you see the Chiddush is even a Kablin. Usually you learn about Talon is by a day worker. That if a guy does work by you, you got to pay him. But here we're seeing even a Kablin, where the job was, like the cleaners, still there's a Chiyav, the Chiyav Bal Talon, which is a Chiddush of this price. We'll see soon in a second. But in any case, it says that if you give it to him, then you chay. Over the mishvah talon. Break the gemara kash like this. We talk about the umu kana mishvah kli. If you're umu kana mishvah kli, am I over mishvah talon? Why over mishvah talon? What does the gemara mean to ask? Like we spoke out earlier, if you're umu kana mishvah kli, when I give it back to the owner, what am I doing? I'm making a sale to him. I own it really. It's mine. This whole new thing is my thing. When I give it to you, I'm selling it to you. The halach is, if you go buy a bottle of milk, you don't pay right away. Not over mishvah talon. That's the halach. No, if it's about talon, only if someone has worked for you. Here, he's selling you the thing, so there's no about talon. So if you're umu kana mishvah kli, why is it about talon at all? V'yis taka that umu kana mishvah kli, am I even mishvah talon? And for the gemara, Rav Mari Berei, Rav Kana, v'gardo desar b'lo. We're talking about over here, something that you have, it's a ready-made talus. You have to comb it. They're trying to comb it. And when you comb it, it actually goes down in value because you're pulling out some of the threads. It's not even a good thing. So therefore, you're combing it, so that's why it's no shvach. But gar the sava like a shvacha. Break the mara, soif, for my yavel, what did he give it to you for? So then, what is he, crazy? He's trying to make his scarf go down in value? No. His teretz is giving to you to soften it, lirukuche, to soften it. Kivin lirukuche, and a shvach. Once it got softer, it is a shvach. So what are you talking about? There is a shvach. So that's not a teretz. It does get better. So this kind of shvach here. Everything tomorrow, no. Lirutzricha, the case was the agri lebitchi. He hired him to just, it was not a job to soften it. He hired him per dricha. Dricha means, let's say, he steps in it or punches it. And that's what he's getting paid for. He's like a schir yoyim. He's not getting paid as a kablin. He's getting paid, give it 20 bangs. And getting paid per bang. Getting 5 cents a bang, 20 bangs. That's the deal over here. Does it get soft? Doesn't get soft. He gets paid. 20 bangs. That's what it is. So therefore, that's not a kabonis. Kabonis means you only get paid if you finish your job. If you don't finish your job, then you don't get paid. Here, it was hired labitchi, which means to give it, to hit it. The agri labitchi. Bitchy masa, bitchy for a ma'a, dainu schiris. That's, and therefore it's a schiris, and therefore it's a whole shah batalin. Barak upon him, that's a schiris. So that answers the kasha. There's no umun karim shvachli, because it wasn't any shayla umun here. Umun karim shvachli is only if you're hired to do a job to make something better. That wasn't the job here. The job wasn't to make it better. The job was to hit it, no matter if it gets better or not. And therefore it's no shaykhis to the sugya of umun karim shvachli. But the Gemara says, "The minus alak adaktim mikarod le'agri lebitchi." And the having the Gemara they were talking about, you didn't hire him lebitchi. It was either to soften it or to make it better. And therefore, there was uman there, uman involved. Misayeyeh le'le Rav Sheshes, the right Rav Sheshes, the boyim name Rav Sheshes. They asked Rav Sheshes, "Kablonis over lom shvatolna in over." When someone has a kablonis, is it over abatolna or not? Va'omlu Rav Sheshes. She says over. So here, l'chayra, in the happening of the Gemara that we're talking about a kabbalah, it's a riot to Rav Sheshes to hold you over on Baal Talim. But afraid the Gemara, lame with Rav Sheshes, please Rav Asi. The Maestro Rav Sheshes says that a kablon is over Mishum Baal Talim. Now let's think about it. Every kablon means I give him something, he makes it better, and then you're over Baal Talim. L'chayra, if umon kind of a shvach kli, it's a sale. It's not a umot. It's not a worker. So why chayv al talon? So Rav Sheshes is not like Rav Asi. Zok to Gemara Amos Shmuel ba'acha b'shlicha de garta. No, Rav Sheshes shayla is still negaya. Avad Rav Sheshes maybe agrees to Rav Asi. When you do a regular kabbalah where you make something better, avad he owns it and he's selling it to you. There's no ister of Baal Talon whatsoever. But over here, the case of his shayla of Baal Talon on the kabbalah was where he sent a guy to bring a letter to somewhere else, to Florida. And that was his job. So it's a kablonis. Nothing's getting better, but it's a kablonis. There, the minute he brings there, you gotta get paid, als the issa of Baal Talin, and that was Rav Sheshes Shaila, not a case who gets better. Therefore, it's not a riot from Rav Sheshes, not like Rav Asi. Rav Sheshes passing. There is Baal Talin by a kablin, but not by a case where he gets better, only by a case where, for example, he was a shliach to bring an igera somewhere.